what's up, guys? Welcome back to another show for TNT's Animal Kingdom. Tonight, we're breaking down season one, episode seven, Animals, and so much happened. It was a crazy episode, so we'll talk about it right after this.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Very relevant to today. Yeah. A lot of animal urges with certain two people, mostly.
Oh my goodness. So much happened tonight, and we can't wait to get into it. What's up, guys? I'm your host, Alina Vision. You can find me on all social media at Alina Vision. I'm joined by my girl, Leslie.
Hey, what's up, guys? You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at In Less Than No Time. We're missing Ben again.
Yeah, but he'll be back.
Shout out to him. He'll be back. A lot of things happened that he predicted. So
they did.
We'll be talking about that.
A lot of things happened that, like, a lot of us predicted. Yeah. A lot of our fans out there predicted.
Oh, yeah. Which makes me wonder, is this show too predictable?
I think certain parts are, but then there's some that just come out of nowhere, and...
Yeah, there's a few... Yeah, you were there. I was freaking out. You saw me.
We definitely... Our jaws hit the desk.
Many times.
Yes, many, many times tonight. So let's get into it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So we're going to start out with Jay and his teacher.
Because
that was...
That was nasty.
Yes.
That was so gross. No. Okay, one, the age thing. You guys, if you guys didn't see the episode, they finally slept together.
Right.
But the age thing is weird.
That's her student. Teacher,
yeah.
Right.
And then, I'm sorry, she just finished vomiting everywhere.
Oh.
Took a nap. Okay.
Didn't brush her teeth.
And plus she took a nap, so, like, sleeping, like, nasty, stinky breath. And he's just like, let's go for it, babe. No!
That was
make
the
her
animal
go brush
in
her
him.
Teeth. I get the animal, yeah, for sure.
Guess.
What is it? Pope say those goddamn animals?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
At that scene, that is relevant for this entire episode.
Entire episode.
Oh, Jay, why?
Oh,
why?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, we all kind of saw that one coming. We knew it was going to happen.
But not after she OD'd.
Yeah.
That was gross.
I mean, in that scene, we totally see that Jay is a pro, clearly taking care of somebody who's OD'd on heroin, which is, like, really sad that he knows, exactly what to do. He's like, oh, I've been here before. That's how my mom, you know, that's what she did.
Yeah.
And then to find that attractive enough to sleep with her.
Some mommy issues right there.
Maybe.
For sure. I would have thought that he would have lost immediate attraction for her seeing that and being like, oh, I thought you were this, like, put together teacher that I could, like, that I could depend on. Just kidding. You're actually, like, just as crazy and just as, like, screwed up as my mom was. Okay, I don't want to deal with that situation. Peace out.
Right.
No.
But he didn't.
A little too familiar for him.
And that was really, I think that was one of the things that really struck me, because I was just like, there's no way he's going to hook up after seeing all that, after walking in on that, you know, knowing his whole mom situation, and he went there for it.
I wonder if he did it as, this is just a weird prediction, but I wonder if he did it as a sympathy thing.
No, I didn't.
Like, he partly wanted it, but then he just gave in because he was like, this will make her feel better.
Maybe. But I think I read it more as that was, like, he has feelings for her, clearly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He definitely has feelings for her. And I think he was just willing to overlook that little scene.
I guess when you love someone, love really is blind and has no sense of smell.
Or taste. Do not kiss someone right after they threw up.
No,
that's
gross.
Do not brush their teeth.
Uh-uh.
Oh, my goodness. So the teacher is wearing a wire.
Which, that was smart. When she was like, I'm making a smoothie.
Right.
Oh, hey. Just so you know, I was like, oh, okay. I give her a little more credit.
Exactly. Did you ever think that she would tell Jay?
No. I thought he was going to find out, like, maybe he opened a drawer and saw it or it fell off of her. But I would have never thought that she, I guess in a way that kind of was my redeeming quality of her, because I've hated her this entire time, to see that she was willing to put his needs above her own, even hearing the, I forgot the cop's name.
The detective.
I know Nikki Michaud plays her, but I don't remember
her name.
Her actual name on the show. But she says, you're, what was it? You're something and selfish.
You're.
Is it weird?
Weak.
Weak and selfish.
Right.
So seeing her counteract that, I really liked that quality in her. And I liked that weird trait that the detective suddenly put upon her. She was like, I'm not going to be that. Like, I'm going to rise above it.
Right.
And even though we did see the weak side with the drugs, we saw a little snippet of selflessness, which is enough for me to kind of lean towards her side a little bit, unless the next episode she pisses me off again.
Lean towards her side, like...
like, feel bad for her. Okay. Like, have some sympathy. Not, like, lean towards her side because she's crazy, but just have some more sympathy for her.
She's sleeping with her student. I think I even wrote down in my notes, like, she is totally going down the wrong road. Like, you can't come back from sleeping with your student.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if that gets out. Like, that's a career killer. And she's too worried about... you know, the heroine killing her career, people finding out that she did
that. People are more forgiving of that.
Yeah, exactly.
It's, you know, people go through struggles. They might get involved with drugs. They come out clean. People forget about it. Easy to forgive. You say you slept with a minor?
Yeah. That was your student?
No.
No. That's not happening.
You're officially a creep, woman or man. You're the creepiest person alive. Yeah, you have to sign up. You cannot go to parks or schools. Exactly. Like, they're,
She should have taken, you know, the other road, maybe.
Exactly.
But,
oh my God.
I liked that scene with her and the detective because at least you get to see that she really is on Jay's side. Mm-hmm. She wants to protect him. But at what cost?
For ulterior motives and at a really strong cost. It just doesn't measure up for me.
Yeah.
But there's that little sliver of hope.
That's like with every character. I feel like there's this little
sliver. Oh, we did see it. We saw quite a few of those today.
Yeah,
for
we
sure.
did. And we'll definitely get to those.
We will. I'm sorry.
It's all good. We do predictions in the middle of the show.
We're like, just kidding. We have all these things to say. And then at the end, it's predictions. I have none.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly.
And we want to hear your guys' opinions, too. So I'm sorry we didn't let you guys know we were going to be on late tonight. But if you're watching, jump on that live chat. Talk to us. Let us know what you thought. You agree with us, disagree with us. You have more predictions. Let us know.
Put it in the chat. You can also, if you're watching this later on, you can also put them in the description box below if you're watching this on YouTube.
I read the comments.
Me too.
Sometimes I
People
forget
have
to reply.
Awesome comments.
But I read them.
Exactly. So getting back to Jay, there was a scene between him and Pope by the pool.
Wrote that one down.
Yes, I think we need to definitely discuss that. Please. Because I think in this episode, we see a different side to Pope. I felt more sympathy for him, definitely. And he was, I don't know, more kind of taking Jay under his wing, I felt. Like, kind of telling him, I'm sorry, like, this is happening to Nikki's, you know, parents. What Baz says, we got to do. And it was an interesting. What did you think about that whole scene?
I liked it, and I thought it was very foreshadowing when he goes, "Oh, Bass says we can't trust you. Like, love makes you do crazy. I can't cuss on your crazy stuff."
Yeah.
And so I was like, "Oh, little does he know, it's not a Nikki situation.
Yeah.
It's something that could take all y'all down because the police are involved in this other one." But I like that. I think we've seen Pope try to take Jay under his wing, and before we questioned it and were unsure.
Right.
But I think more and more we see that Pope actually is the solid, the pretty good, the good guy who's crazy.
Like, who would have thought,
but,
right?
Yeah, I would never have thought. I thought he'd be the scary one that everyone walked away from. So I like that they played with our minds in that sense. I mean, they could still play with us again and totally turn him around and make Baz the good guy again, but I like seeing Pope like this. I think it's cool. I think Sean Hadasy does a great job of portraying the two different sides of Pope really well, where you're not questioning why. You're just like, oh, it's just because he's crazy, and this is how he is on his meds. He's nice.
Right, right. So do you think he is taking meds now, or do you think he just told Catherine that?
Oh, I think he is.
He is?
He seems a lot more calm and a lot more level-headed now, whereas before anything.
He's, like,
working
out.
Yeah. He's trying to get his girl back.
He is. We saw him with his shirt off.
He knows. I feel like he knows Baz is going to go down eventually, and he's like, that's what I'm going to swoop in. So the bad thing is, Catherine still thinks he's a psychopath.
Right.
So, I mean, it just might be one of those forbidden love but never going to happen stories.
I don't know.
Unless we find out that Lena's here.
Yeah. I mean... should we go to the whole... we'll go to the whole Pope Catherine Baz thing right
now. Let's
do it.
There's a weird love triangle going on, everyone.
There
if you
is
didn't
just,
know.
Oh, my goodness.
It's getting
so
intense.
So much. Okay, so Pope and Catherine. Mm-hmm. She's getting weirded out by the fact that he's, you know, popping up at places, creeping in her house, and all of that. And so she actually ends up telling Baz, mm-hmm. you know, he's been popping around where he shouldn't be. What did you think about that whole scene between her and Pope at the pool party?
As a girl, I felt uncomfortable for her just because I'm sure you've been through this one. Like, that was like that one creepy guy keeps yeah. coming up to you and you're like, nope, I'm good. Where are my friends? Somebody yeah. be around me. Like, I felt bad for her in that sense. Uh-huh. But then seeing the good side of Pope and seeing that he actually means well, it's just all these bad situations and he's involved in a crazy family have happened to him.
Right.
I was really torn, I guess is a short way of saying that. I was really mm-hmm. torn where I felt awkward for her, but at the end feared for her safety a little bit. But at the same time, I understood that Pope was possibly trying to change his life around.
For her.
For her, yeah.
Right. I kind of felt like there was a little part of her, like at the end of where mm-hmm. they were speaking, that kind of felt Pope.
Oh, I did. Like in a lovey, like, not in a I want to marry you, let's get it on with? Just like you, in a, I'm listening way, or,
now. Okay. Like, you've caught mm-hmm. my attention-ish. Little bit.
A little bit. Just a, but like, but then we tiny. See the end where she's all freaked out about it. So, I don't know. Because, right, I mean, now that you mention it, my brain did go back to it where she did smile a little bit. Like, when someone tells you, like, right. oh, like, you made me feel super nice. And you're like, oh, my God. Didn't know that, and you get super excited. Mm-hmm. You can kind of see that in her, where she probably is flashbacking like old good times that they had as kids. But I just think that the bad in her mind is just outweighing the good completely.
Uh-huh. Right. I think it was right after he said the line that, like, you're the only one who I felt wasn't afraid to be alone with me. Mm-hmm. That, like, I was like, oh, that's so sad. Like,
it's sad and sweet and terrifying. All so many emotions all at the same time.
So kudos to him for playing that well. Uh-huh. But yeah, I liked seeing this different side of Pope.
Yeah.
Tonight. And we're going to bring in Baz right now Ooh. To this whole little God, triangle. Baz.
I loved him. Scott Speedman. Love you, man. But no, I hate this character so yeah. much.
I think a lot of the people in our chat last week.
Oh, they were anti-Baz. Also, yeah. I'm on that team. Yeah. Team anti-Baz. Team anti-Baz. Sure.
Should we see what's going on in the chat? See what
good friends and interwebs are saying.
Andre. What is that?
I think the show is doing everything.
I think the show is doing everything to try to make us believe it isn't Pope's kid.
But it is. Maybe.
See, I kind of think. Though. I don't know. Meaning Lena, right?
Yeah. I don't know if. I feel like Baz would know if it wasn't his kid by now. It would have been something that they. Or he already knows, like we found out. With what we're about to talk about, that he right. does know about Pope and Catherine. Like,
well, he doesn't know about them, I think, getting together. No, but he knows that
Pope was in love with Catherine. So right. maybe that's a situation that he secretly knows about. That he's like, oh, I know. Or maybe he knows Lena's not his, but he doesn't know whose it is.
No, I think he thinks Lena's his. Yeah. Because I think he would have brought it up.
I think like it would with be them, a know, different... Or maybe Smurf knows. Exactly. Somebody knows. Because that family knows everything, and they don't say anything about it until exactly. it's almost too late.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence
You're
about that
You're on the
one.
Fence yeah. about that one. Let's see. I wonder if they'll ever learn who's truly the father, because I feel like she did sleep with both. And this is coming from the Canadian witch. Yeah. I don't know. I'm sure mm-hmm. probably... I would assume... This Ooh. Season, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Unless she didn't want to sleep with Pope, but she did. Maybe had, like,
Do you
some
think,
weird
like,
situation.
Going back to that one strip club scene mm-hmm. where he made the girl say, we shouldn't do this, we shouldn't do
maybe
this.
Maybe that was Catherine.
I think people in the comments wrote that,
That
too.
Would honestly explain why she feels... Exactly. Okay, now it's all piecing
it's all
together.
Together.
That makes sense, then, why she would feel so uncomfortable around him.
Exactly.
Because, yeah, if somebody tried to do something weird with me and then later it's like, I'm trying to change for you, I'd be like, don't change for me. Go away from me. Like, say the hell away, please.
You do you, boo.
Uh-huh. Yeah. yeah. Okay. Okay, I'm back to Catherine. Forget Pope. He's still creepy again. There's, again, that little sliver of nice.
He's creepy, but he's working on yeah. himself.
Yeah. May he work on it forever and yeah. get better at it.
Speaking of Pope, I was really proud that he didn't go rob the bank with that guy Vin.
Oh, I thought he was too. I was like, oh, here we go. He's going to screw up his life again.
Exactly. Uh-huh. And he does not want to go back to prison.
Yeah.
At
something
all.
I think we'll have a flashback scene coming up
so.
Eventually.
I think so too, because something clearly happened to him.
They've hinted at it so many times where people are like, dude, what happened to you in there? If you would have told me it was that bad, I would have tried to get like all these little hints that they have to let us know.
Yeah. And Vin goes over to Baz's place and pretty much lets the cat out of the bag. Now, whether Baz really believes him or not,
Who knows?
Mm-hmm. I mean, now it's a you know, idea in his head that he can kind of
mess with
let that marinate for. What do you think will happen with that?
I honestly think Kat and Lena are in danger now because this guy knows.
Right.
And now it's going to put Baz and Pope in a weird place where if they don't follow what this guy says, I mean, he probably has guys on his end too.
Right.
Something happens and maybe that's when we hear Snowflake come to play.
Oh.
Because he knows, Bass says he came to my place. He didn't come to Smurf's place. He came to my place.
Right.
So he clearly knows where they live.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I could definitely see something going down in that situation.
Yeah. Let's see what people are saying in the chat. I think, moved.
Oh, y'all moved subjects so before we did. Y'all having another conversation in there.
Let's see. He didn't sleep with Julia.
He didn't sleep with Julia because Catherine calls him Pope, but I feel like Julia would call him Andrew. They made it obvious that Julia loved. Oh, sorry, if you guys, sorry. I'm reading out loud.
Right, you gotta read it out. They made it obvious that Julia loved Baz, not Pope. And he said, say it like you love me.
And that was from Andre.
Catherine, right. Catherine was a little bit more unclear.
And then Raven Shear 23 said, because Catherine calls him Pope, but I feel like Julia would call him Andrew.
Right.
Mm. But I feel like there would have been more tension, though, if it had been a Pope-Julia-Baz love triangle.
Right.
I feel like it was more a Baz-Julia love triangle, and
Pope for some reason,
saw
didn't
the weirdness
want it.
In it and was trying to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Which also I was questioning, because when we find out that Baz loved Julia, there was a weird incest going on. But then I think they hinted, or maybe they said it fully, that Smurf that walked in on them, and that's why she kicked Julia out.
I think so, yeah. Because they were, I guess Baz was supposed to treat her as a sister.
Yeah, but that's still, I feel like Smurf wouldn't kick her out. This family, everyone sleeps with each other in this family, so I feel like that would have been a norm of like, oh dang it, my kids are getting it on.
Right.
Oh well, just use protection and like walk out. Like that's what I could see Smurf doing. So I don't know.
Who knows?
Maybe. Oh, but Smurf does sleep with Baz.
She does?
So maybe. Well, yeah, it's hinted that she sleeps with like all her sons. Isn't
it? Well, we don't know for
sure. Okay, we don't know for sure. So new prediction from Leslie over here. If Smurf is sleeping with Baz, then it makes sense that if she saw Julia and Baz together back in the day, maybe there was some weird jealousy of like, okay, you're now competition for me.
Maybe.
So get the hell out of my house, maybe.
Could be. I still really want to dig deep and see like why they kicked her out.
Yeah.
And pretty much forgot about her.
Mm-hmm. Like alienated her.
Yeah, and had her do her own thing.
This just seems like that, like, this is just the tip of the iceberg. There has to definitely be more.
Every week we're getting more.
We're getting a little more every week, seriously.
We're getting a little bit more every week. What do you think of Baz pretty much holding off Catherine, who, like, wants to make a baby?
Mm. I mean, he's smart. Because he doesn't need to bring any more life into this world. Please save the children.
Right.
But I feel like it was all talk. And
I
now,
think so too.
Yeah. And it was even talk when he mentioned it to Smurf, just as a like, this is why I want more money because I'm trying to have a kid.
Right.
And she's like, no, you're not. You're stupid. You're lying. Kat fell for it, which you'd think by now she would know when Baz is lying and when he's telling the truth, which makes me question her intelligence just a little bit. So I'm like, you fall for this so easy, but then you pretend to be this like super smart, I know better than everybody else, I can get out of the situation anytime I want woman, but then the minute Baz comes crawling, you come running right back to
I mean, she really really loves Baz, apparently.
I guess it's the love makes you do crazy things.
It does
thing again.
It certainly does. And speaking of Catherine, she pulls back out the card that she got from the cop.
She should not have done that.
idea. Oh, Catherine.
Can I speak to you as a friend, not a cop? No, no. Because you're involved in a crime family. No, no cop can ever be your friend in this situation.
It can never be off the record.
No. You can't. By the way, this is off the record. Here's all this confidential information. Don't do anything with it. Okay, bye.
Unless you pull a Baz and you somehow bribe the person.
Yeah, unless you blackmail them, bribe them. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That part was smart, I'll admit that.
It was. Mm-hmm. Kind of saw that coming when he gave him the money.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, that would set up that
way.
Dude,
he's going to use that against you.
Right. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I don't see that ending up good for her. I think if Baz finds that card anywhere in the house or even figures out that she called him, it's no bueno for Catherine.
No. Plus, that cop, I wouldn't doubt it if he's, like, in the same department as a detective or somewhere along the lines.
Right, because he just happened to, like, be hanging out, you know, at her bar.
Nothing is, like, what Christina told us, nothing is coincidental in this show.
Right, exactly. Uh-huh. So, I kind of think he's somehow.
Yeah, and how could he not, like, even when he was like, oh, is this guy bothering you? If it happens again, call me. He would have known. Like, it's Oceanside. I don't think Oceanside is pretty big. Small. But, like, he would have, it's a small surf town. He would have totally known who Pope was, known who Catherine was involved with. Oh, she's with this guy named Baz. Oh, right. Who's.
They seem like a pretty notorious family
like
down there.
Like, who does Baz know? Oh, his brothers. His brothers are crazy. One went to jail.
Right. Exactly.
No, this is not a coincidence that he suddenly came into the bar and was like, this is not just a, here's this cute girl, let me talk her up. This is very intentional.
Let's see. In the chat, we have Jordan Bryan saying, Catherine did say Smurf that she stopped treating her kindly after she became a teenager, and it was the same with Julia. Mm. Right, because she's. Yeah. It seems like she might be intimidated by other strong-willed women. Mm-hmm. Like, she likes to be the queen
bee. She's the only one, yeah.
Yeah,
she's. Even that other lady, the artist, in the past episode, she took her down.
Yeah.
She tried to, that lady's tried to stand up to her, and she's like, nope. She went about her ways, but she made her, yeah.
Ain't gonna happen. Yeah.
Any woman, any man that Smurf talks to, she's just like, sorry, I'm better than you, and I'm about to show you why. Uh-huh.
She is on another level. Oh, yeah. She is completely on another level. Before we get to her, did we wrap up everything with the whole Baz, Catherine, Pope?
I think we did. I think At least in my notes, we did.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we have so many notes. So let's get to. Actually, no.
To the
let's
boys?
Get to Baz, and we didn't really talk about Paul.
Paul.
The dad. That is cute. Like, so much happened tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So Baz is really moving forward with this plan to do something with, I guess, calling cards at Camp Pendleton, pretty much
kind of money launderer-ish
or something.
Yeah, I think he said, or Craig said when he got the call, like, oh, 7-Eleven said they're selling a lot of calling cards. That means deployment's about to go out.
Right.
So that I'm assuming it's going to be a little empty, not as many guards, right?
Maybe. I know that they were talking low about something, because when he did ask for his hypothetical advice
situation,
or
yeah.
whatever.
Oh, they're definitely situation. Stealing money, yeah.
Right. I wasn't able to hear exactly what the guy was saying, mm-hmm. what Paul was saying, but yeah.
He said something refinancing, and I cut little words, but right, I think that was the point they didn't want us to.
Right.
But it's kind of weird to me. I mean, we saw it coming, but it's just weird to see Paul all of it give in so suddenly, because then Baz comes back to Smurf after talking to him at the basketball court, basically throwing the entire plan to him, and is like, here, do you want to take it or not? When Paul could have easily not taken it and taken that to the police, but apparently he's all in.
Yeah,
we don't find out how. I don't know if Baz maybe, because he obviously blackmailed him, but I don't know if he threatened him also. We don't really get to see that exchange. We don't see it at all. But I was really, I always thought Paul was like this, like, strict rules guy, you know, not going to stray away from what he believes in. At least that's how Nikki painted him, too, when she talked about her dad. And then we see that, oh, just because he doesn't like his job, he's going to be easily swayed to go against the freaking government.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I kind of found that a hard sell, too, because just knowing people who work for the government, I mean, that's a really big deal.
Yeah.
Even just taking classified information off of where it should be is a huge deal. But I think that Baz saw something you know, criminals always have an eye to catch people who would probably be able to help them or work with them or whatever. So I think Baz saw something and knew that if he did the right kind of path to it and blackmailed him, that he wasn't strong enough to say no.
Yeah.
Which apparently looks like it's going to go down.
Dang, Nikki, you're dead.
I know. God, poor Jay. Like,
seriously.
Better keep that teacher secret.
Oh my God, I hope so. Poor thing. Even his girlfriend, her dad was going to be involved anyway, so.
Let's see, the Canadian witch says, yeah, I keep thinking Paul will snitch or is already in with the cops, right? And does as if he didn't know. See, that's what I said last week. I was like, there's, it's just too, it's a hard sell to think that all of this stuff.
Like, that was too easy, that he was just like, oh, go against your job and steal all this money with me so you can make more. Paul has a pretty nice house. He's doing pretty well for himself.
Exactly.
Why would he give all that up to possibly end up in jail?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, to do something at Camp Paddle. Yeah, no. That's... It's just a little, it's a hard sell.
Weird. It'll be really weird to see it actually happen if that's the way that they're trying to portray this character rather than seeing him just give them up.
Right. I kind of have a feeling he might snitch too.
He might die if he snitches.
Yeah.
You know, he will die if he snitches. That's the big thing.
Goodness. What else? Let's see. Jordan Bryan says, yeah, we still don't know what's up with the money that he has hidden in his dad's place.
Oh, that's
so true. Where is his dad?
No, we don't know. He just disappeared. Yeah.
Yeah, he's completely gone. He didn't go
this way. He's gone every episode except for this one.
That's so true. Who's feeding the cat? These are questions.
Yeah. Maybe his dad is in on it. Speaking of dads, we meet Craig's dad.
Oh, yes. Let's move on to Craig. Because we actually meet his dad. Pope heads up north instead of going to Vegas, which she tells all of the boys that's where she's going. And we meet his dad, which we didn't get a name.
No.
On the beach with her.
Oh, does he still look like me?
And right.
And that's when we're like, oh, that's the dad.
We finally met a dad. And it seems like he's in on the crime business, too, because he disabled the car dealership.
The cameras.
The cameras. Uh-huh.
So I'm assuming that she was going to shoot him in the dealership.
Yeah, she was going to shoot him in the dealership. We still don't know if she shot him. I wrote on my... Really?
Yeah.
I wrote on my... Did she have a change of heart? Like,
I want to say yeah.
You want to say
because yeah? Because if she would have killed him, I don't think she would have felt so much emotion and so much, I don't know, just be emotionally exhausted when she walked back into the house and burst into tears. I think it would have just been like, kind of like dust off her shoulders, she's good to go. But to actually go against that and actually feel some sort of love and compassion and to learn that somebody actually cared about her, I think that would have strayed her character and made her, this is a really bad example. If anyone knows me, which y'all don't, I reference children's movies a lot. This is the one time I'm about to do it.
I love it.
In the Grinch, when his heart is super small and it grows and he can't handle it because he's not used to this emotion, I want to say that that's what Smurf is. She's unable to even comprehend these emotions that she hasn't felt in a long time because she's so stone cold.
See, I think maybe she was. Maybe she was able to kind of flip the switch. And maybe she's crying because she didn't do it. But who knows?
I don't know.
I mean, I think there's that possibility. Because I think having him say all of that to her, that he really did love her and that was the only reason he stayed and blah, 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 blah. Maybe, struck a chord with her. Was it enough to not kill him? I don't know.
Maybe. I think so. I think we'll still... I don't think we'll see him again, but I think we'll...
Right.
...have her react in some way. We'll learn a little bit more about that, where she'll open up to someone in the show.
I mean, she is... I love just her character, the way she saunters in, the way she talks to people, the way she comes up with stories.
Oh, yeah.
And she's so confident about these stories.
Hi, I'm Rachel. I'm dang, you're good.
I'm from Austin.
Uh-huh.
Where'd you learn how to surf? Oh, you know, I moved around. It's all good.
She doesn't even struggle to lie.
Let's see. Oh, people are still talking about Paul. Ashton Taylor says Paul is going to snitch on Baz, but Baz is... Oh, move too quick.
seemed like she had a change of
heart. Yeah.
That was JC Recon 88. He said, seemed like she had a change of heart when the guy said he only stayed around because of Smurf and that he loved her.
See, I think she might have had a change of heart.
Mm-hmm. And then we have Jordan say, did he do something to Smurf's mom? The flashback happened really quick. Is that why he left her there at the store?
I think he killed her because he was mm-hmm. walking out with a gun, right? Yeah. Yeah, and she was laying on the floor.
Or unless somebody else shot her and he wanted to save himself.
But he stole the car.
Uh-huh. Just left Smurf there. Yeah. Love you, kid, but peace out.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Yeah. I really did love her, but you know what? You got to stay here. And I'm going to take your car.
Criminals are selfish. They're going to... Every man for himself.
Right.
Regardless if he loved her or not, as almost his own child.
Yeah.
He's not going to risk going to jail for that. Look at the successful business he has now.
Exactly. And we learn that he is the one who gave her her nickname, uh-huh. Smurf.
Which is weird that she would, with having so much hate towards him, it's weird that she would have kept that nickname. Yeah.
Right.
Like, now it would make sense.
Right.
But... from building up all this hate for years, it doesn't make sense at all.
That she would keep the nickname mm-hmm. Smurf. Yeah.
Because if her mom was dead, he called her that, and she was the only one left alone. Yeah.
So then you're telling people, call me Smurf.
I am Smurf. Uh-huh. Yeah. I hope we'll find out more about that, because that doesn't add up at all.
Let's see. Ashton Taylor says, I think the flashback was... but I saw a gun.
Killed by the store owner. That's what Andre said. And then Ashton... oh, we already read that one. The Canadian witch. And Smurf has no idea who's her father. She asked me if the girl was her daughter. But, I mean, he loved her like his own. Right. So I don't know. I really want to know why she kept the nickname. I don't know any other way that they could explain that to us rather than her maybe opening up to one of her old lovers or something about her life. Someone that she'll never see again.
That's true, because uh-huh. she doesn't really open up to the boys.
No, she won't tell the boys, and she's not going to tell Baz.
Because she always needs to be in that, like, alpha position.
Uh-huh. She has to have somebody. Maybe she goes to, like, a Catholic church and sits in the box. Maybe it's Toby. I don't know who she would open up to.
Maybe it's her boy toy Toby. Maybe. Who she's not in Vegas with.
Not in Vegas. Baz finds poor out. Toby. He's probably like, wait, where the hell is she?
Supposed to be in Vegas with her. So, yeah, I think that covers everything with Smurf. Them.
And then we have, going back to Craig really quick,
uh-huh.
we see Craig, another little sliver. Craig, the sweetest brother ever, basically tells Darren, hey, dude, I don't care that you and Adrian have, like, this weird thing. Like, just be yourself, which I really liked. Yeah. I thought, especially in how, like, macho this family is, I never would have expected that.
Right.
So seeing that bond between Craig and Darren just a lot stronger, it's always been strong, but seeing it a lot stronger than it has been, I really like that.
I was really glad that it took that route instead mm-hmm. of Craig, like, bullying him or being against it.
Yeah.
Like, it was just like, hey... let's talk about this, because what you're doing right here, uh-huh. that front you're putting on, like, no. And I love the fact that he actually took the girl that he was making out with.
It just goes and gets it on with her.
Uh-huh. Gets all animalistic with her.
Just very. Uh-huh.
But I'm glad that the storyline took that route.
Yeah.
And Darren was even like, does everyone know? And he said no. I'm like, you know everyone knows.
Uh-huh. He like, still everyone says no. Knows. Yeah. And then we even see Darren have... I like that we saw a little more of a mature side when mm-hmm. Adrian tells him, hey, like, you can basically force me to do things because you creep me out and I'm scared for my life.
Right.
But, like, I don't feel the same way. And I expected him to kind of just beat him up and sleep with him and have sex with him again.
Right.
But instead he does a good thing and he walks away. And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Yes, Darren. I mean, good. Walk away. I mean, he could still come back and do something crazy. Right. But as of this episode, I'm so proud of him.
It's proud of him for that. They definitely have a really dysfunctional relationship.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty much to the max. Adrian is very afraid of him.
Adrian needs to move.
He does.
He needs to get the heck
out
of there.
Not to Belize, because
he's a surfer, so he could travel and still be fine.
Exactly.
But he needs to go.
Let's see. Erica Henry said that scene made Craig sexier, right?
It did. It really did.
It really did. Yes, we are all about Craig.
Mm-hmm. I'm always team Craig. He's crazy, but I love the guy.
Yeah, I love mm-hmm. that he's like, you know, Pope left us $1,000. What else are we going to do?
We're going to throw a party.
Uh-huh. Throw a party.
And then he's even sweet with Lena.
Yeah,
like he takes her, and the fact that I was surprised that Catherine just let her go with him.
I think he's just like that big teddy bear, you know?
He really is, though.
Ish, yeah.
Oh, I love it. Maybe just like a weird crush on Ben Robson and not on Craig, but I love
it. It's all good, girl.
I love him. Love the good side of this character.
Let's see. Ashton Taylor says, I agree. Darren was very mature. He was. Yeah, he was.
Maybe we're seeing the emo go away a little bit. Oh, or he's going to sulk. Still emo. Or he's going to sulk in his room now and be sad.
He's still super emo.
Hopefully by the end of the season, he finds someone.
Hopefully. Or do you? Yeah, because I think this whole thing with Adrian, I can't really see it.
No, that's not happening.
Yeah, going
I think,
anywhere.
Maybe we'll see Adrian one more time, but right. I think he's done.
Maybe.
Maybe.
He knows a lot.
Not too much, though.
He knows enough, I think. Yeah. I think he kind of knows.
They're just going to kill everyone off because they all talk way too much about things going on.
Oh, my goodness. They get sloppy.
Uh-huh. Especially, like, okay, I'm jumping back, way back. But Jay telling his teacher, oh, yeah, my Pope was in prison and they're all in on it and they're planning something big. You need to shut up because your life is in danger right now, Jay.
And legitimately, she was saying this while we were watching.
I was literally yelling at him, like, shut up, stop talking, this lady's crazy. Like, even if she didn't have a wire and you trusted her, no, don't tell people this. That's the thing that's one of those things you keep in your house.
Right.
You don't tell anyone about this situation because you don't know.
It's family business.
Exactly. Okay. You don't know how it's going to come back at you. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
no.
He definitely. And that just gave more fuel to the fire of the detective, too. And I think the teacher knows, or Mrs. Anderson, knows that he'll keep talking because he has that trust in her now and he doesn't want to get him in trouble. So,
but now I think we're going to see probably a team up between the teacher and Jay.
Yeah, I think so too.
Trying to go, weirdly go against the cops and against the family, which just isn't going to end well. Yeah.
Good luck with that.
It's them against the world and it's not going to end well.
Yeah.
Not at all.
I think we got everything. We have so many notes here.
I think that's all.
But I think we covered everything. So let's go
prediction
to
time?
Predictions, since I think we already did a lot.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Every time. Always doing the most.
Yeah,
you know?
If you watch us, you know that we always come up with predictions during the show.
Uh-huh.
But we'll, you know, reiterate
them. You've heard like 10
here.
Already.
Exactly.
So.
I'll head over to you first.
Okay. Well, I always go with my last predictions based off the previews. So we see the detective tell Kat, or it might be one of those weird editing where they make us think she tells Kat, but she tells somebody else, hey, you know that Janine killed your parents. And then we see the teacher tell Jay, oh, we can get out of it. And he's like, you don't understand, they're going to kill me.
Mm-hmm.
And then what was the other? I wrote it down. I didn't write it down on this paper. I wrote down something else. And then what was, I don't remember what the other clip in the preview was, but just with those two, I mean, clearly we're going to see the teacher and Jay, like I just said, try to do the us against the world thing. It's not going to turn out well. I think also in terms of Kat calling the cop, she might try to be an inside source now. Instead of being so loyal to her family, she's going to try to go and be the new one with the wire and trying to go against them. I don't know. I could kind of see that happening, maybe throwing Lena at the family and then taking off. It's a weird prediction, I know, but...
You mean leaving Lena with the family?
Leaving Lena with the family, possibly, because she's safer with them.
Right, because she knows they won't do anything.
And then
her.
Just booking it out of there as soon as possible, especially if it's true and the detective just tells her, hey, Smurf basically killed your parents.
I mean, what she tells him.
I don't know if it's she telling her or somebody else, but as far as the preview, that's where my prediction goes. I think Catherine's just going to take off running. We're going to see a little bit of selfishness in her.
Are we going to see the snowflake? I think
the snowflake
is coming
into play, yeah.
Coming
Lena's not safe running, though. She's safer in the family. Leave her there.
Oh, my God.
They'll, in a weird criminal way, they'll take care of her, but leave her there.
She'll come up a criminal, but
she'll be safe and alive. Yeah.
Oh, it's like,
or they
know.
Can just, this is, no, I'm being dumb. I'm not even going to say that. I was gonna say she'll just take off to Mexico and live with Lucy.
There you go.
And they'll raise their kids together away from Baz.
When she was confronting Baz and was like, but it was actually about Smurf, I thought she was talking about Lucy.
Oh,
that's
about
I was
Lucy.
Like,
it's about her, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. No,
what's no, it? She has no idea.
Let's see. I do think that the teacher and Jay are going to start working together because mm-hmm. she wants out of that whole situation, and Jay wants out of the situation, but he knows he can't really get out of the situation, yeah. and they both have to come to like a happy place where he's giving her enough information, but not.
Mm-hmm. And like maybe throwing them off.
Right. Mm-hmm. He could do that.
Yeah, maybe.
But I think he's so upset about what they're planning to do that he's like, whatever.
Which I don't, I mean, I got the connection when he was mm-hmm. mad that they were going against Nikki's family. Mm-hmm. But now that he's not with her and seeing that he loves the teacher more than he ever cared about Nikki, I feel like he would now be able to separate his feelings mm-hmm. and just be like, oh, they're just going to rob something else, big deal.
Right.
But he's just a little too emotionally invested for my taste.
In the teacher. Uh-huh. Yeah. And I
also... In the teacher and in the Camp Pendleton robbery that they're planning. Mm. Like, this is me being desensitized, but just like, dude, get over it. They're going to commit crimes. You knew it already.
Are they so
just let
are.
It go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I also think somehow the watch is going to come into play.
I think I have another prediction when you're done.
Paul might snitch and somehow find out about the watches, and that'll be like his way out. Like his... blackmail mm-hmm. kind of
oh, you just said what I was going to say exactly because he feels like he's up against the wall
exactly
maybe Nikki's like oh I hate this watch
right
and the dad looks into it boom and everything's downhill
yeah
oh Baz you're going down that's the prediction the ultimate that's how we're ending this
that is how we're ending it so Leslie where can the people find you
you guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at in less than no time and besides leaving comments on YouTube if you want to tweet at Alina let us know your extra predictions that you've got going on send those over
absolutely we love seeing those you guys are great it, with yeah. those and you guys can follow me at Alina Vision. That's Vision with two S's on all of social media. Thank you for joining us tonight. We'll be back next week with episode 8. And you guys have a good one.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.